Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim LaFave. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wes Parker. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Nasek. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker takes first base on ball four. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parker moves to second. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici takes first base on ball four. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quilici. The throw from Roseboro and he is out, Wills applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Nasek moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFave hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields the ball and throws to Cott covering. Safe. Fairley moves to second. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koufax is 0-for-1 in the game. Koufax hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Quilici hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lefebvre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam juggles the ball. That's an error on Gilliam. Verhals moves to second. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nasek bunts towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Verhals scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parker scoops it up and throws to first, with Koufax covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parker bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. LaFave moves to second. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. LaFave moves to third. Roseboro moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Don Drysdale pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-3 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley who is chasing the ball. Virals reaches third base with a triple. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Virals scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gilliam. Nasek moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Dodgers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Davis. Allison reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to home to get Killebrew. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Peronoski. Allison moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Quilici is walked intentionally. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 3 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Mincher scores. Quilici moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Bob Miller now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fairley strikes out. One out. Jim LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFave hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parker is hit by the pitch. LaFave moves to second. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosboro for the out. LaFave moves to third. Parker moves to second. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski pinch hits for Bob Miller. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a line drive towards the mound. Cott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.